Blog Talk Radio.
This isn't just a race. This is the championship
at Homestead Miami Speedway.
There are no shortcuts, no excuses, no participation trophies. The only thing racing faster than the championship for is your pulse. Because when it comes to the championship, nothing else matters. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400. November 20th. Call 866-409-RACE or visit HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com.
Hey folks, Timothy Peters, driver of the number 17 Red Horse Racing Toyota Tundra. You're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
Live from Talladega, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and your Apple Podcast.
Good evening from Digger Nation. I'm Tim Despain. I'm back this week alongside my good friend and CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Stephen Wilson. Stephen, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm glad that you're back this week.
Well, thank you very much. I feel 100% better, and thank you for filling in last week, Stephen. I really do appreciate it. We got a lot to talk about. All three series was at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend, and all three series are going to Phoenix this coming weekend. But do you have any breaking news before we get into the invocation and everything with Reverend Jeff?
No, I don't have any breaking news, but the only thing that I do want to start off with tonight is I just want to get on my soapbox here just for a minute. Nothing to do about NASCAR. You know, after 500 and some odd days of everybody being so decisive in America, and we're finally down to it here to the election day, you know, for everybody that's been out to vote today, I just want to just say that, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world. And for us, you know, this is something that should be a privilege that everybody gets to go out there and do. You know, there's many people in the world that don't have this opportunity to go out there and cast a vote for their elected officials. So, you know, take honor in being able to go out there and vote for your elected officials. And, you know, no matter who wins at the end of the day, just know that you have the opportunity to go out there and make whatever change is possible out there in the greatest country in the world. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're all still Americans, and we have to affect change no matter what it may be. And, you know, there's still a lot of polls that still have yet to close, and if you haven't been out there to vote, go vote. And I just have to get on my soapbox because, you know, that there's so many people in this country that don't go and vote and don't think that their vote counts. And every vote counts here in this country. So if you haven't voted, go vote. If you have voted, thank you.
Exactly, Stephen. Every vote in this country does count. Great job. Just like Stephen Wilson said, I'll get on my soapbox too before I bring Reverend Joe on here. It don't matter who you vote for, every vote counts. Just like Stephen said, get out, vote. Exactly like Stephen said, if you have already voted, thank you very much. If you hadn't voted, get out there and vote. Stephen, let's bring Reverend Joe on and let's get everything going. Where's my buddy? Let's go ahead and bring Reverend Joe. Reverend Joe in a pit stop, Tim Spain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Reverend Joe, how you doing tonight, bud?
Well, I'm doing well. I got to tell you, I agree with both of you, except for one point. It does make a difference who you vote for. So think and make sure you vote properly. Think of what God would prefer and what each candidate believes in and what God believes in. But shall we get into let's get into the show, but as Stephen said, it's such a privilege to vote that we need to appreciate it, not just think it doesn't matter. I hate the fact that they put any information on the TV at all until the voting's over, because otherwise people driving from home from work say, why bother? It's over already. And that's never the case. So if you live in a state where it's still time to vote and you haven't voted, get out there and vote. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you so much for all you do. We thank you for the privilege of being able to vote in this great country of ours and ask your blessings upon the vote. And let the vote come out according to your will. Also, we ask you, Lord, to bless this show. We thank you for this show. We thank you for the privilege of having this show. Be with us. Cover us in every way. Be with all the racers. Be with all the truck drivers this week as they travel across the country to get here to Arizona. Be with us all, and we thank you for sending your son to die for our sins, to be our Savior. And it's in his name, in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, Reverend Joe. Joe, as always, great invocation. And I understand you and Betty, y'all are attending the race this weekend at Phoenix, correct?
Yeah, we're in Arizona, and we're near the track at the moment. As a matter of fact, we're not far from the track. We decided to get into town early. So we'll be picking up the RV and going over to the track tomorrow morning. So we'll be here all weekend.
Sounds good, Reverend. And if you would like to, next Tuesday night, if you have time, can you stay on the show a little bit with us and talk about everything here at Phoenix Hall, the action?
I will absolutely do my best to do all that and look forward to it. I'll bring you a report on Tuesday.
Reverend Joe, that sounds good. Let everybody know if they can follow you in on social media and your website, Reverend.
Yep, so on Facebook, you can get me at Rev Joe Bubico at AOL. I mean, on Facebook, and on AOL, you can email me at ontrackwithjesus@AOL.com. You can also go to my website, ontrackwithjesus.org. Also on there, you'll find a spot where you can do your Christmas shopping on a site called Good Search, and 1 to 3% of your purchase will be sent to the ministry. That would help us a lot. Also, call me. My phone number is 951-232-7630. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. And I thank God for the fact that tomorrow we don't have to listen to any more commercials for elections.
Amen, Reverend Joe. Tell Miss Betty we said hello, and y'all have fun. Be safe. Safe travels back up, and I look forward to hearing your report from next Tuesday from out there in Phoenix, but we appreciate you.
We will do that. Thank you. Take care.
All right. All right, you too, Reverend Joe. That's our Reverend, official Reverend of Joe, Mr. Reverend Joe Bubico, if I didn't butcher it up. Stephen, we got a lot to talk about tonight. The number to call in is 215-383-3681. I'm Tim Spangler. Also, I'm a good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Mr. Stephen Wilson. We're getting close to the end, bud. Get ready to go to Miami.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot going on in all three different series out there. You know, NASCAR is doing this new Chase and Aereo with the NASCAR Camp World Truck Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series also this year. A lot of moving around in both of those series. And, you know, hard to tell what's going to happen in the Sprint Cup Series on its own. You got some drivers that are sitting around that bubble. You got some drivers that are outside of that bubble. But 2 years ago, Kevin Harvick, he had to come into Phoenix and he had to win or he was going home. And the last 2 years, he's gone to Phoenix and back-to-back winner. Is he going to go into Phoenix and make it a three in a row out there and push himself into contention going to Homestead next week? Well, it's hard to tell, but he dug himself a hole where he's going to have to do it again this year. And looking over the NASCAR Camp Oil Truck Series, Johnny Sauter, he won again in Texas. So there's not somebody taking over another position in that chase scenario. And then you've got the NASCAR Xfinity Series where you've got a couple different drivers sitting up there, Blake Koch, Eric Jones, sitting around that bubble, and Ryan Reed and Darrell Wallace Jr. and Brendan Gaughan and some of the other drivers that are sitting below that bubble that trying to make themselves in.
Yeah, exactly, Stephen. And just let all the listeners know at the bottom of the hour, we've got Mr. Sam Bass coming on. And, Stephen, if you want to go ahead, we'll start with the Camp World Truck Series. And if we don't get through the Sprint Cup stuff, we can do it after Sam Bass comes on. And you actually sit down with a one-on-one interview with Neil Guckett from Miami Homestead Speedway, if I didn't butcher his last name up also. We will have that interview. Stephen, if you want to go ahead and start with the NASCAR Camp World Truck Series, race number 21 out there in Texas Motor Speedway, you go ahead, bud.
Yeah, NASCAR Camp World Truck Series out there. Two to go after this one. The Stripping Technologies 350 out there. Johnny Sauter winning back-to-back. He won in Martinsville and came into Texas. He won again for GMS Racing out there. Taking away another spot from the chase. Not letting anybody get on top of him. And making sure that he's secured his spot going into Homestead, that's for sure. This is his third victory out there in 2016, and also his third victory out there at Texas Motor Speedway. Matt Crafton trailing right behind him in second place with Daniel Hemric in third. Johnny Sauter out there, he's leading the points out there by William Byron, who by all means, he's been the driver to beat this year in the Camp World Truck Series with 6 wins. I look for him to really be strong when we get there to Homestead, provided nothing happens this weekend at Phoenix. Rounding out your top five is Tyler Reddick and Daniel Suarez.
Yeah, Stephen, I mean, you know, this is the first year that NASCAR has implemented the chase in the trucks Xfinity also. And I'm going to go ahead and rush it up a little bit and go ahead with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and then we'll take a little break. NASCAR Xfinity Series, race number 31, the 12th annual O'Reilly's Auto Parts Challenge was at Texas Motor Speedway this past weekend. 200 laps, 300 miles. Time of the race was 2 hours, 7 minutes, 40 seconds. Your average speed was 140.992 miles per hour. Margin of victory for Mr. Kyle Larson was 0.385 seconds. And just to scroll down here and look a little bit, to round out your top 10, like I said, Kyle Larson won the 12th annual O'Reilly's Auto Parts Challenge. Brad Keselowski was P2. Kevin Harvick finished P3. Eric Jones, P4. Daniel Suarez, which is your points leader now, headed into Phoenix, P5. Elliott Sadler, P6. Austin Dillon was 7th. Brennan Poole was 8th. 9th was Matt Tipp. After coming back, he's been back a couple races after he had his little deal going on there. And to round out your top 10 was Mr. Justin Allgaier. And, Stephen, if you want to you want to take a little quick break, and we'll come back and let you I want to hear what you and Neil had to talk about. We'll take a little quick break, folks. We'll be back live from Talladega, Alabama in just a few minutes.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Cajun, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. Rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip, ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get the air, it's about 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth. Is a city that we know don't speak, and we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tan. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride a jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 car, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see spots. Stallone, Miami. My second home.
Welcome, everybody, back into the Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson. On the line with us tonight is Neil Gulkis with Miami Homestead Speedway, public relations down there, with the site of the Ford Championship weekend that will take place out there November 18th through the 20th. Neil, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, Stephen. Thanks for having me. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good out there. First thing I want to talk about, that NASCAR earlier this season, they introduced the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Chase that will coincide next weekend out there, next Friday night and next Saturday night, or next Saturday afternoon. You've got that with the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. So this is a little bit of an extra event that you guys are going to be able to promote out there that's a little bit different than in years past. Talk just a little bit about how Miami Homestead Speedway is going to approach those two events this year.
Well, really, it just kind of, I think, boosts the competitiveness and certainly the intensity and drama of both of those series, Stephen. As we've seen in years past, there sometimes hasn't been as much intrigue heading into the finales of those two series. But now you're going to have that same exact format, that same exact excitement and intensity that you do in Sprint Cup, where you're going to have four drivers in each of those two series competing for a championship. And that's what I think you want as a fan, and that's what you want as a competitor. And for us, I think it's very important because it keeps our messaging consistent. We've been promoting Sprint Cup the last 2 years with that Championship 4 format, and now we have that same format across all three series, and that's going to be extremely beneficial, not just for us, certainly, but I think the entire industry.
And when you look at these two series, especially the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, you got guys like Blake Koch, Justin Allgaier, Darrell Wallace Jr. Sitting at the back there with Daniel Suarez and Elliott Sadler at the front in that series. And over in the Camping World Truck Series, you got Matt Crafton, Timothy Peters, Ben Kennedy, Johnny Sauter, and William Byron with 6 wins. All of these guys are going to be able to make a name for themselves in these series without the added benefit of upper-level series drivers coming in, as NASCAR has announced earlier on. Some of these drivers obviously will not be in by virtue of when they cut off this weekend at Phoenix coming into your race there at Homestead. So these guys are going to be able to showcase themselves coming into Homestead. When you start looking at these drivers and what they're going to be able to do, what does Homestead do to prepare and get ready for these drivers as they come to Homestead to showcase themselves, showcase their series, and get ready for their chase?
Well, I think it's a great, I think it's a great opportunity for them, certainly, Stephen. And, in talking, I had a chance to talk to a lot of these drivers back in February before the season even started, talking about the young drivers who were in trucks and Xfinity. And I think the common theme for them is the fact that they think that this is a great thing because it helps prepare them for what they're going to face when they hopefully do get to the Cup Series and what that chase format is like. And so I think this is going to aid in their development, certainly, and I think it has already, knowing what it takes to go through the rigors of an elimination style format. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of drivers with bright futures in both of these series who are still in contention. You have right now, you have 3 rookies who look like they could be a part of the Championship 4 across those series. With Eric Jones in the Xfinity as a rookie, he would be in right now if it were Championship 4 were to be today. And then in the trucks, you mentioned William Byron and Christopher Bell. So you've got a lot of young drivers who I think are right on the cusp of breaking into that next level. In fact, next year, Eric Jones will be driving in Cup for Furniture Row Racing. William Byron will be driving in the Xfinity next year for Junior Motorsports. So I think you've got a lot of bright futures in those two races on Friday and Saturday.
And when we're going to flip back over here to the Sprint Cup Series right now, Kevin Harvick is sitting underneath that cut line so far that he's never been knocked out of one of these Sprint Cup Series elimination races. He's coming in, obviously, Phoenix this weekend. He's won the last 2 years out there. Obviously, he's looking to put himself into that chase contention scenario coming into Homestead next weekend. You've got Kyle Busch, who's barely sitting above that line, the 2015 champion that was obviously last year, sat out half the season, was able to come in there and do something miraculous. Barely being able to sit above that line right at this moment. So do those two guys right now that we're looking at differing stories at this moment, when we get to this point next week, what do you think is going to happen with them? But we've already got Jimmy Johnson that's sitting there already locked in looking for his drive for 7 right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it'll be interesting this weekend in Phoenix. You know, Phoenix has certainly been one of the stronger tracks for Kevin Harvick. 2 years ago, he was in a similar situation. The only way he could get into the championship four was with a win in Phoenix. And, you know, he got a win in Phoenix, and the rest was history. And so, you know, certainly Kevin Harvick is somebody you can never count out, as is the case with Kyle Busch and even Joey Logano, for that matter, who right now is second, right there in points. So, you know, it's going to be interesting this weekend. You know, again, you've got Logano, Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth, and Denny Hamlin, you know, all within 2 points of one another. Those four guys, you know, basically vying for 2 spots. But then again, Kurt Busch, who knows? He's in 8th spot. He looks to be down. But you know what? He could very well win the race, and you know, there might only be 1 spot available on points. So you just never know. But it's going to make for a terrific, terrific race this Sunday in Phoenix.
And Neil, I want to switch gears real quick here. Just a little bit earlier this season, NASCAR fans and you guys are going to be able to put together a Snapchat story, really being able to bring in the social media aspect, bringing in a lot of younger fans, a lot of older fans, and a lot of people together to create this story there during Ford Championship Weekend and Ford EcoBoost 400. Talk just a little bit about how that comes together, how you guys are going to engage your fans, not only at the track, but the fans that are at home to bring this together.
Well, it's an important element for us, Stephen, you know, to basically bring our fans closer to the action. And I think that's one of the things that NASCAR has prided itself on throughout the years, is giving fans access to things that they might not ordinarily be able to get in other sports. And so that not only applies to fans who are in attendance at our track, but also fans who are at home, because we know how much fans are engaged on a social basis. And that's something that's very important to us, is reaching out to them and keeping them engaged, not just during race weekend, but throughout the course of the year, but obviously especially during race weekend. So we'll be doing a lot of stuff around that'll, you know, try as much as we possibly can to make it the fans who are at home feel like they're here and a part of the action as well.
And finally, before we let you get out of here tonight, let everybody know how they can follow you on social media out there at Homestead Miami Speedway. Any remaining ticket deals, any VIP packages you have remaining, anything for the military, colleges, students, and kids that you allow into the track over the weekend to enjoy all the weekend's events out there for championship weekend.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we still do have tickets available. And, you know, the best way of going about getting tickets is either calling 866-409-RACE. That's 866-409-RACE, or just going on our website at homesteadmiamispeedway.com. For our Friday night truck race, kids 12 and under are free in general admission, kids 12 and under are free in general admission for Saturday's Xfinity race, and for Sunday's Sprint Cup Championship race, kids 12 and under are half price for reserve grandstands. And so we've got some good deals. We've got a Jimmy Johnson ticket package. We've got other special ticket packages available. So we encourage people who still want to come out and enjoy a great weekend of racing, championship racing, that they, you know, they either go on our website, again, at homesteadmiamispeedway.com. It's all one word, or 866-409-RACE. So a lot of good options from which to choose. We're on social media, you know, Twitter @Homestead Miami. So just look for us. We're on Facebook. So we're all over.
Neil, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And take care. Thanks for coming on tonight.
All right, Steve. Thanks for having me.
This isn't just a race. This is the championship
at Homestead Miami Speedway.
There are no shortcuts, no excuses, no participation trophies. The only thing racing faster than the championship for is your pulse. Because when it comes to the championship, nothing else matters. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400. November 20th. Call 866-409-RACE or visit HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com.
Stephen, great interview there with Neil Gulkus, public relations director there at Miami Homestead Speedway. You and him touched on a real good point, and I hadn't really thought about it. And I know Jimmy Johnson says he don't really talk about it that much, but this is a chance to see history. If Jimmy Johnson goes to Miami Homestead and wins or either points out above everybody else, you could see him tie the late, great Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr. with 7 championships, Stephen. That's got to be a ticket buying deal there to go and watch it.
Yeah, I mean you're looking at history right there, even the potential to see history right there, from somebody that has won back-to-back championships over the years. And when you look at Jimmy Johnson over the years, he's always been that driver where, when there's been a change within the NASCAR chase structure, it's taken him and Chad Knaus and Hendrick Motorsports and that 48 team to come together and really rework themselves to catch up and get themselves back into contention for that. And I think that they're on to something again this year. You take a look back at 2015 and Jimmy Johnson was not even in contention when they came to Homestead Miami Speedway. And now this year, he's going to have that opportunity to do so. He's got a lot of strong competitors that he's going to have to match up against. Carl Edwards, which we've really not talked about too much this year. We've really talked about his teammates more than anybody else. Denny Hamlin and... excuse me, we've talked about Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch really more than we've talked about Carl Edwards. Carl Edwards won the Southern 500 back at Darlington, but, you know, Carl won, this past weekend at Texas, but, you know, we can get in all into that here in just a few moments.
Yeah, Stephen, we got a lot to talk about. Stephen, let's go ahead and bring on the first officially licensed artist of NASCAR, Hopewell, Virginia's own Mr. Sam Bass, in the pit stop with Tim Spain and Stephen Wood.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Well, you gotta
Sam,
love that, man. That's what a great introduction that is.
Well, thank you for taking time out to join us, Sam. I haven't seen you since the Talladega race. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to be on with you guys. I always look so forward to this. And, you know, it's that time of year, man, where it's getting down to the brass tacks and everybody's all excited about everything. And I just can't wait to get to Phoenix this weekend.
I can't blame you, Sam. And, Sam, like again, I want to thank you for taking time to come on. A good friend sitting over here beside me. Well, he ain't sitting beside me. He's up in Richmond, Virginia, Mr. Stephen Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. Sam, what is your prediction? I'm going to go ahead and ask you. What is your prediction going into the Ford Championship weekend at Miami Homestead? I know we got Phoenix coming up. You got Harvick that's out. You got Kyle Busch that's out. There's some that's out.
Yeah.
The only two that are locked in is Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards. I mean,
Carl Edwards.
We're looking
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting for sure. It's hard to bet against Harvick at Phoenix for sure. And I think he'll find a way to win out there. It's going to be really exciting. I mean, Jimmy is they have been on it this year, doing really, really well. And I think it's going to be such an incredible storyline for him going for that 7th championship. You know, I don't know. Something tells me that Denny Hamlin's going to find a way in there, some kind of way. He always is so competitive at the in the championship and everything else. So it's going to be something to see. I think it's going to be a great race to the end.
And Sam, Stephen Wilson just got off. He interviewed Neil Guckas, public relations director down there at Miami Homestead, and they brought up a good point about, you know, just like you just mentioned, it's possible Jimmy Johnson can win his seventh championship, which would tie the late great Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr. If that happens, Sam, can you let the cat out of the bag? Do you have anything to throw in there as far as what you're going to be drawing?
I think Sam dropped on you.
Sam dropped. Maybe he'll call back in, Stephen. Let's Stephen, if you want to, we'll just take a little quick. Let me find something to play here. Let's take a little quick break, and we will be back live from Talladega, Alabama. I'm Tim Spain, alongside my good friend up there in Richmond, Virginia, Mr. Stephen Wills. We'll be right back live from Talladega, Alabama.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah!
We're back live from Talladega, Alabama. I'm Tim Spain, alongside my good friend up there in Richmond, Virginia, Mr. Stephen Wilson. Stephen, I think we got Sam back. Let's see if we got Sam. Sam, we got you, bud.
Yeah, you sure do. I apologize for that. I swear my bills are paid, so I don't know why they cut me off.
No problem, Sam. Again, thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight, and just let everybody know the number to call in is 215-383-3681. If you would like to talk to NASCAR's first officially licensed artist, Mr. Sam Bass. Sam, I'm gonna let Steven have you for a few minutes, and I'm gonna go take a pit stop, and I'll be right
back.
Sounds
good. Steven. All right, brother. So what
Sam,
you got, Steven?
Sam, I appreciate you taking the time to come on here tonight. First thing I want to talk about with you is to say, you just opened up a new gallery. You moved off from your old gallery, which was behind Charlotte Motor Speedway. You moved in front of the racetrack out there, just right in front off of Turn 4 out there. We talked just a little bit about your move out there and what you got going on out there as far as now that you've opened up right around the Bank of America 500 weekend out there in October.
Yeah, you know, we've been in there just a little bit over a month. This past weekend marked 1 month we've been in the new gallery, and I'm really, really excited about it. We decided to move because, quite honestly, the traffic flow on a day-to-day basis was much better at the new location. We're still only about a half mile from the speedway, just like before, but we're on the Highway 29 side now, and we get about 10 times the traffic by the new building in an hour that we used to get in the old building in a week. So it's quite a bit different. The new gallery is a little bit bigger, actually, the display area. Big, tall, high ceilings, plenty of white walls, and it gives me a great venue to put my artwork and all my memorabilia, my racing memorabilia out there. And one of the things we did at the new gallery was to also put all my guitars that I enjoy working on and painting so much. We put them out as well, and we've got a lot of country music and rock and roll memorabilia out on display, as well as a bunch of superhero memorabilia. I've been a fan of comic books and superheroes since I was about 3.5 years old, so we decided to put all that out there, and all of it's on display for the fans to stop by and see.
And you just touched on just a little bit of what you've done so far, is not only the guitars, but some of the trophies, but you've also done programs and some of the other things that NASCAR has used over the years, not only at the tracks, but drivers and the series themselves. Talk just a little bit of, you come from my area here in Virginia. Talk just a little bit about how you got into NASCAR, and a lot of this area is affluent in NASCAR, the Sawyers, Richmond International Raceway, you've got Southside Speedway, South Boston isn't too far away, Langley Speedway, and just talk just a little bit about how you came from the Richmond area and made your way down to Charlotte and got into painting and made your way to this career of yours that has been so successful.
Well, it's very simple. My mom and dad divorced. I grew up in Colonial Heights, and my mom and dad divorced when I was 7 years old, and we went to move in with my aunt and uncle, who lived in Hopewell, Virginia. And the summer that we first moved in there, my uncles took me to a race at Southside Speedway, and Bobby Allison was the visiting celebrity there that night. He was racing across town at the Richmond Fairgrounds Raceway, and I got to see Bobby Allison race at Southside against people like Bill Dennis and Ray Hendrick and Sonny Hutchins and Lenny Pond. And I was just hooked, man, from day one. I just absolutely loved the speed, the color, the excitement. And we left Richmond Fairgrounds Raceway that night, and my uncles will swear to it that I looked at them and told them that I wanted to grow up to be a NASCAR artist. That was 47 years ago, and I have not changed my focus 1 minute since that time. So as I got a little bit older and was able to drive, I went to a fan club banquet in 1981 in Richmond, Virginia, and presented my hero, Bobby Allison, with a painting that I had done. And it changed my life. I mean, all the people that were there saw the reaction like I did that Bobby had to my painting. And I really set out that night to pursue to be NASCAR racing as a full-time artistic career. And one thing has just led to another. And in 1990, I moved to Concord, North Carolina, to be near the center of the sport, and I haven't looked back 1 minute and feel like it was the best move I ever made.
And you've done guitars for Nashville. You've done programs for many different tracks out there. You've created trophies. You've done so many different pieces out there. If you had to pick just one unique piece that you've had to do over your career, what do you think it would be?
Wow. Boy, what a tough question that is. I've been so blessed to be able to do so many great things over the years. The one that sticks out in my mind, and this is because I was such a fan growing up, but in 1988, I got the chance to design Bobby Allison's race car, and the first time he drove it, and it was my first corporate car design I ever created. The first time he drove it was at the 1988 Daytona 500, and I watched my childhood hero go out there and race my car for the first time and take it home to victory in the 1988 Daytona 500. And that was, still to this day has been one of the most amazing things I've ever been a part of. And I feel so very proud about that. And then being able to design and paint for Dale Earnhardt, so many great accomplishments that he did. And then for 23 years, I was able to create the paint schemes for Jeff Gordon for DuPont and Exalta, and that's definitely been a career highlight as well. So that's three, but it's hard to pick between those.
Excuse me, sorry. What surprised you the most about your career, though? You just said that you've been doing this for 40 plus years, and that's a very, very long time in this sport. And as we know, drivers come and go, racetracks come and go, sponsors come and go. But what has surprised you the most out of your entire career up to this point?
Well, that's a great question. I think the thing that I'm most surprised about, and yet at the same time most proud of, is how many program covers in a row I've been able to do for Lowe's Motor Speedway, Charlotte Motor Speedway, collectively over the years. I just finished my 90th program cover back in May for them in a row, and that dates back till May of 1985. And that was... that's been just overwhelming to work with Speedway that many years in a row and create, all these different program looks and everything for them. Because, in this day and age, you don't find loyalty like that, and you don't find working relationships like that every day. And they've been incredibly good to me over the years, and I've tried to work my best and do, work so hard for them. And, you know, that's a relationship I'm incredibly proud of. And, you know, it just, quite honestly, just amazes me that, you know, I'm still able to do this after, you know, 35 years of doing it and still continue to enjoy it and love it every bit as much today as I always have. And, you know, that's something I think to really be proud of.
Sam, I appreciate you taking the time, and I don't want to take up all of your time on here tonight. I'm sure that Tim at least has a question or two for you, but I appreciate it. And
thank you, buddy.
I will hopefully you're coming to Homestead next weekend, and if you are, I will try and track you down and say hello.
That sounds great, man. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. Sam, I know your time is limited. I've got just a couple of questions, if you don't mind. You know, my
sure.
home track here is Talladega. My home track here is, you know, Talladega. And, you know, you and Steven
yeah.
touched on about some of your best paintings and everything. Can you let me know what is one of your best paintings from here at Talladega Super Speedway?
Wow. You know, I have had a few paintings that have been inducted into the Motorsports Hall of Fame down there, and Miller Brewing Company had me do a set of paintings one time that commemorated the 1986 season where Bobby Allison and Bobby Hillen Jr. swept the events at Talladega that year. And that was something very, very special to me. You know, like I said, I grew up a Bobby Allison fan, and you know, to have a couple of my paintings featured down there at that beautiful museum and everything, that was really quite special and very impactful on my career, because I didn't really go full time until 1987. And that was May of 1987, they inducted those paintings into that facility down there. And that was that really gave me a really great start.
I have seen them paintings, Sam. They are very awesome. They are still in the International Motorsports Hall of Fame here at Talladega Super Speedway, Sam. And to let everybody know, they can come out and see them. They are still up there. And,
well, great.
Sam, yeah, good. And, you and Stephen touched on one thing, and going into Miami Homestead Speedway, Jimmy Johnson has a chance to tie the late, great Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr. with 7 championships.
Right.
Can
right.
you let the cat out of the bag, or do you have anything planned for a painting or a guitar or anything if that does happen with Jimmy Johnson at Miami Homestead?
Oh, for sure. You can bet on the fact that if Jimmy wins that 7th championship, I'll do a commemorative painting for him. Jimmy's been a great friend of mine over the years, and I did him an original painting of his 6th championship a couple years ago and got to give him the original. And Jimmy's really, really special to me because when he came into the sport, I got to design the first paint scheme in the Cup Series he ever had with Lowe's. And I've worked with him over the years. I have nothing but great respect and admiration for him. And you can for sure count on the fact that if he wins that championship and ties the great Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt for 7 championships, that Sam Bass will do a painting commemorating that for sure.
And you can bet, you know what, if that happens, Tim Despain will be on Sam Bass galleries looking at them at them paintings, Sam.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan then. We got to make that happen and count on Jimmy to do it. Because I tell you what, with the level of competition that he's had to face in his career, I mean, it's an amazing thing just to be able to run for a 7th championship. But you know what? I think him and Chad are such a powerful team and force. It would not surprise me one bit at the end of this year for them to win that 7th.
You definitely can't count them out, Sam. And Sam, this is Tony Stewart's last year in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. He's going to step aside and be a part-time owner with Legene Haas there. Do you have anything special planned for his last race there at Homestead also?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am working on the drawing right now for a farewell painting for him. And Tony, again, just like Jimmy, Tony's been an incredible friend of mine over the years. I did a really, really cool program cover for Bristol this year in honor of Tony's last race there, and gave him the original painting. And he was just so gracious and eloquent about the whole thing. And I've always had a tremendous admiration for him, for not only his driving talents, but for the person that he is. And I'm sad to see him go, but I'm just very, very happy for him. He's had such a great career and accomplished so many great things, and I'm sure he's going to do a lot of great things, as a team owner and a champion of the sport moving forward. But I thank the world of him.
Yeah, we all do here at Speedway Digest Radio Network too, Sam. And again, we want to thank you for taking time out to come on our show. We really appreciate it. And if you want to let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and everything there at Sam Bass Gallery, Sam, you got the floor.
Yeah, that sounds great. You can follow me at Sam Bass Artist on Twitter. I do a lot of tweets and have a really good time with that. If you're out in Phoenix this weekend, come by the UAW GM transporter in the fan zone. I'll be signing autographs out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, visit my gallery. It's right down the road from Charlotte Motor Speedway. And we're open 6 days a week and would love to have people. And doesn't cost you a thing. And the worst you can do is leave us a free autographed postcard.
That sounds good. Sam, thank you very much for taking time out to call into our show. We really appreciate it. And we want to thank you very much for everything that you do for our gracious sport of NASCAR. We really appreciate you, Sam.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm so, so fortunate to be just a fan of this sport and to have been able to, work in it and get to meet the fellow fans. And I just really, really enjoy it. And it's things like this that make it so much fun. So thanks to you, Tim and Stephen, for having me on tonight. I've really enjoyed it.
You're very welcome, Sam. Thank you very much. Safe travels to Phoenix and safe travels down there when you meet up with Stephen.
All right, bud. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you, Sam. Appreciate it, bud.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephen, that was Sam Bass, the first officially licensed artist of NASCAR. I mean, Sam's done a lot of good stuff. I mean, he's been around the sport a long time, a lot of paintings. I mean, back in the day, we keep talking about, like Chocolate always says, back in the day. But I mean, he has really done a great job to promote NASCAR, Steve.
40-plus years in the sport, as he just said.
Exactly. And, Steven, we're getting close to, we are at the top of the hour. We hadn't covered the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series side of it. If you want to cover a little bit about that, we'll talk a little bit about that and the chase grid going into Phoenix, and then we'll get out of here, bud, if you want to.
I'll just quickly just run through what happened in the AAA Texas 500. As I said earlier, Curlo was punched his ticket into it. 6-plus-hour rain delay out there. Unfortunately, the race got cut short out there after 293 laps. NASCAR did determine that the race would not be able to continue due to more rain coming through the area. Would take too long to get it dried up. Getting close to midnight out there in that area. Carla was winning out there over Joey Logano, Martin Truex, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Busch, top five. Chase Elliott, highest finishing rookie out there in that event. So, as I said, Carlo, as he can punch his ticket into this, into the NASCAR chase heading into Homestead, Miami. Kyle Busch, he's sitting there on the bubble right now. Got a couple drivers like Kevin Harvick. He needs a win going to Phoenix this week. He's won the last 2 years out there. 2 years ago, he needed to win in order to get the Homestead. Looks like he may do that yet again. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. Phoenix coming up this weekend. All three out there for those for the NASCAR will start to expend the
And, Stephen, do you have anybody going from Speedway Digest going to Phoenix? I don't want to put you on the spot. Is anybody going to go to Phoenix and cover that?
No, I do not have anybody going out there to Phoenix. It's just a little too far away for me to send anybody out there.
Yeah, that's a little bit out there, way out there in the west. Yeah, I went to Vegas back in 09, and that's a long flight even from Atlanta to out there to Vegas. But I think we're going to try to make that trick either next year or the next. So you won't have a good rider. You'll have a good radio guy going to Vegas. I'm going to take Suzanne out there, I think, 1 year.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it to Phoenix one of these years. I keep saying that Phoenix is on my list to go to one of these times.
And, Stephen, the schedule of events from Phoenix, the NASCAR Tampa World Truck Series, there's a long list here. This is courtesy of MRN, Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. On Friday the 11th, all times are Eastern, local time 2 hours behind. The Tampa World Truck Series first practice will be from 11:30 a.m. to 12:25 p.m. No radio will be on Fox Sports 2. Xfinity Series first practice, 12:30 p.m. to 1:25 p.m. will be on NBCSN, no radio. Sprint Cup Series first practice, 1:30 to 2:55. MRN has your radio coverage, NBCSN has your TV. And I'm going to scroll down here, and I'm not going to go through everything, but I want to go to Saturday. The Sprint Cup Series second practice is from 3 p.m. to 3:55 p.m. Excuse me. MRN has your radio, NBCSN has your TV. Then Xfinity Series qualifying at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. NBCSN has your TV. There's no radio. Sprint Cup Series final practice is 6 p.m. to 6:50 p.m. MRN, NBCSN. I'm going to go down there to the Xfinity Series. The race, Ticket Galaxy 200 will be 7:30 p.m. on MRN and NBCSN. And Sunday, the Sprint Cup Series, Can-Am 500 from Phoenix International Raceway will be at 2:30. It's when race coverage starts, 2:30 p.m. MRN has your radio, NBC has your TV. Green flag scheduled for 2:44 p.m. Stephen, do you have any breaking news before we close it out? Tell a bit.
No, the only thing you missed out on with NASCAR Tampa World Truck Series is 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here from Phoenix Friday night. It's been moved from 8:30 to 10 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what we got two of us doing. Thank you very much, Stephen. I scrolled down past it. Stephen, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, your website, bud. You got the floor.
You can follow us at Speedway Digest on Twitter, Facebook.com, @SpeedwayDigest, SpeedwayDigest. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, everything's up there on the website and Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, you guys know where I found it at.
There you go, Stephen. We want to thank everybody for listening live from here at Talladega, Alabama. Thank you to my friend Rich from Virginia. We want to thank Mr. Sam Batt for coming on the show tonight. It was really, really good. And, Stephen, we'll be live next Tuesday night from Talladega. As for now, good night.
Miami. South Beach, bring the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out, Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest and spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill. When we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races. Real sweet faces. Every different nation. Spanish, Asian, Indian, Jamaican. Black, white, Cuban, or Asian.
I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. Rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip, ladies have dressed full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get the air, it's about 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cashing your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to flee the fest. Got it going on, and New York is a city that we know don't sleep, and we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the sneaks, Miami bringing heat for real, y'all don't understand, I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tan, Mira, this is the plan, take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand, give me your hand, damn, you look sexy, let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride a jet skis, lounge under the palm trees, cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house, peace on South Beach, water so clear, you can see to the bottom, $100,000 car, everybody got them, ain't no surprise, any club to see. Miami, my second home.